Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to you, my podcast friends. I'm in the third chapter of 2 Corinthians today doing some complimentary work on our extended study in the book of John. We're really in the 11th chapter dealing with Lazarus' tomb, but we're kind of stuck there where Jesus says, roll the stone away. And I told you yesterday, 2 Corinthians 3:7, that the ministry of death is written and engraved on stones. And I close by saying that that ministry is glorious. Let me read that text again. If the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Now, please don't miss what's the most important part about that verse. It says to you, I'll admit, it says to you that the ministry of death written and engraved on stones, as we established, the only thing written and engraved on stones is the Ten Commandments. So the Ten Commandments are a ministry of death, but they were glorious. So glorious, in fact, that Moses had to cover his face with a veil so that Israel could not steadily look upon his face. Why? Because of the glory of his countenance, which was passing away. Please, that's the most important line in the verse. Moses covered his face with a veil when he came down off of Sinai. And I used to say he covered his face with a veil because his face shone so much you couldn't look at him, burning your eyes out. But the scripture says he covered his face with a veil because the glory that was there was fading. Every step he took, it got less and less and less. And Moses didn't want people to see the glory fading away. So Paul says in verse 8, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? And so in this, Paul says, under a new covenant with a new ministry, not the ministry of death, but the ministry of the Spirit. It's the Spirit that gives life. It's the Spirit that quickens. Isn't that more glorious? So Lazarus is in a tomb, a ministry of death, and the stone that has administered death has rolled away. How much more glorious will Lazarus be when the Spirit enters into that tomb? And so when the Holy Spirit enters into our lives, which was not possible under an old covenant, but is possible under a new covenant because someone has paid for our failures. And because none of our failures are showing up in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit is able to move in and bring life. I love to witness to people now under the new covenant instead of the old covenant. See, I spent years witnessing under the old covenant, and I didn't even realize it. But when you witness under the old covenant, you're trying to get people to stop doing stuff. And so I was always trying to get them to stop doing stuff so they wouldn't be punished. And I never preached to them that Jesus was already suffered the punishment in their place and that Christianity was not about what they stopped doing. Though I admit when you become a new creation, you're going to stop doing a lot of stuff that an old creation did because it's not you anymore. But that's neither here nor there. What Christianity is not you getting to God. It's letting God start to live through you. He's been wanting to move in forever. And so now that we've got the stone of the law out of the way, in which you're always condemned to death, now the Holy Spirit can come in and quicken. Verse 9, 2 Corinthians 3 and 9. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, then the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more glory. Now Paul changes it. It used to be the ministry of death versus the ministry of the Spirit. Now Paul changes metaphors. Now he says one is a ministry of condemnation and one is a ministry of righteousness. Notice the polar opposites between condemnation and righteousness. If Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee, then what was he saying to the woman caught in the act of adultery? You are righteous. Because if you are righteous, then you can't be condemned. If you're condemned, you can't be righteous. Please see this. So if the ministry of condemnation had glory, then the ministry of righteousness exceeds with much more glory. So there was, granted, there was glory under the old covenant. But that glory pales in comparison to the glory under a new covenant. And I grew up hearing old covenant style preaching, and I thought it was glorious. How the, you know, the getting to the cadence and people going to bust hell wide open. And man, you go, wow, there's a glory in that. Until I heard the ministry of righteousness by faith. And I never heard anything so glorious in my life. Some of the cadences were gone and all the little, you know, the little things that I grew up hearing and preaching, but that was just style. Substance was everything. And to see that ministry be so glorious, unbelievable. I'm going to keep in this third chapter for a few days, and I hope that you're enjoying it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.